This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The return of Donald Trump to the White House. Joining us with a post-election recap is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Paul, what are your thoughts as we look at what happened on Tuesday?
Yeah, well, looking at the election results, as former President Trump is President-elect Trump, it appears, once again. So looks like he has flipped back a number of states that he had won in 2016 but lost in 2020. He may actually sweep all seven of what we refer to as the swing states. The seventh was North Carolina, which he won both 2016 and 2020. We'll see what the final numbers end up being. Republicans have obviously flipped the Senate with a minimum of 52 seats. There are, you know, some outstanding seats still to be called, so that could be a seat higher, give or take. You know, the House will be where there's the most uncertainty for the time being, just because of the closeness of some of the races and the amount of time it takes to kind of count and process ballots in some of the western states, you know, California, Arizona, Washington in particular. And so we may not know officially control of the House for several days. Last cycle in the 2022 midterm, it was 8 days after the election that we knew who controlled the House. So I don't know whether it'll be that long this time or not, but I think the House will be where we have to wait a little bit and see. You know, Republicans have lost a couple of seats, but they've also flipped a couple of seats. So they may very well hold the majority that they have or something similar, but it's also possible still that Democrats would have a small majority. So we'll just have to wait and see.
So depending on just what happens in the House, this could be a trifecta for the Republicans.
Yeah. The most recent was, frankly, in the last Congress, when Democrats had the trifecta in 2021 and 2022. And, you know, before that, back in 2017-18, Republicans had it then. So we sometimes tend to go from one side having a trifecta to then having more of a divided government to then maybe the other side having a trifecta, then back to divided government. So, you know, we'll see if there's a trifecta or not, depending upon the House. But, yeah, certainly if that were the case this time for Republicans, it'd be since a couple of years ago when Democrats last had one.
Having a Republican-controlled Senate, House, and President, I'm assuming that would get legislation passed a lot quicker.
So the specific thing that really is in play when you have a trifecta is the tool known as budget reconciliation, right? This is a process that Congress can use to pass, you know, spending and tax, essentially fiscal legislation, without needing 60 votes in the Senate to clear the legislation. Now, of course, that means the legislation has to follow certain rules and has to adhere to certain guidelines to fit that set of parameters. But really, in the modern era, and in the last decade or so, it's really only used when one party has full control. It can be used in divided government from the standpoint of budget and tax issues, but it, in recent years, it really hasn't been, right? Democrats used budget reconciliation to pass the American Rescue Plan in 2021, which was largely a COVID package, and then the Inflation Reduction Act in 2022. Republicans used it in 2017 to pass the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that comes up for renewal next year. And Democrats previously used it in 2010, not to pass the full Affordable Care Act, but to deal with pieces of the health care law that they dealt with. And before that, under Bush, Republicans used it for tax cuts. So when one side has a trifecta, you know, by some amount, they tend to try to use reconciliation for what they can, right? That there are limitations around what you can use it for, like, you know, the appropriations process, the annual budget process, for instance, really doesn't fall into what you would do in reconciliation, but they try to use it where they can.
So there are some races still to be decided, particularly in the House, but the next president of the United States is Donald Trump. And so what are his next steps?
Yeah, I mean, so certain things will depend on the House as far as what the legislative options are. And obviously there'll be a big focus in the early days on, you know, appointments, you know, cabinet nominations and things of that nature. Obviously, with the Senate having flipped to Republicans, that'll make it easier for President-elect Trump, former President Trump, whatever the correct term is, to get nominations through that he prefers, right? Obviously, if you have a split between the president and the Senate, that can be more challenging depending on the makeup and the issue and the nomination. But that certainly does smooth a path for Trump as far as possible nominees are concerned.
Well, thank you for the time today from our nation's capital. That's Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more about their organization at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.